Clair. Coming up on the Richard Serrett Show, the creator of an anti-gravity device is in hot water with Vancouver city officials. For CFRB News, I'm John Elston.
The Richard Serrett Show continues.
And you will not take me off the air for now or for any other spaceless time.
On News Talk 1010 CFRB.
John Hutchison has been with us many times in the past, self-taught physicist. I suspect the reincarnation of Nikola Tesla stumbled onto something called the Hutchison effect 20 years ago or more, able to levitate very heavy objects when he turns on this device, and now running this laboratory out of his apartment. I said Vancouver, it's actually, I think, New Westminster to be exact. But now he's found himself in some hot water with city officials there. John Hutchison, welcome to News Talk 1010. I wish it was under better circumstances.
I do too, really. Wow.
What's going on? When did this first happen, and what exactly is their problem with what you're doing?
Well, at first, it was in 2000. They came here, and city people, engineers, police, and everybody else, and actually, there was not a problem. They inspected it, and it was all A-OK. Then in 2004, the same thing kind of happened, but it was with a lot of people, and the mayor intervened and changed the rules in the favor of yours truly, John, here. Then just when when I got on February 29th, got a phone call from the New Westminster City Fire Department. They just want to come and take a look. There's no problems. We just want to come and take a look and take some photographs. So I said, okay, cool. So they came because they've been back and forth out of here many, many times. So they came and took photographs. And I said, if there's any problems, I'd be very happy to work with you. So they vanished for a while, and I didn't hear from them for quite a bit. They took some documents, but they want a photocopy that were from an alderman, Patrick Young, and his decisions to indicate to me in writing that this place is A-OK and fine and neatly stored. So anyway, nothing happened until I made a phone call down to City Hall and tried to get some answers there, and got ahead of the fire inspector and said, well, is there any problems? He said, well, yes, there is. We'll take it from here. So I didn't hear anything about it for a while. I thought maybe it was a balcony, so I started to take down some of the stuff on the balcony.
What sort of things on the balcony did you suspect might have been problematic?
Well, I would think perhaps that the load factor, because these things are not heavy. They look heavy, but they're not. And that the fact that the antennas were in the way of a fireman trying to get up a ladder or something like that. So I took all that stuff off and threw it in the basement. Well, I found out that the whole story is, later on, through a friend of mine who actually phoned there on my behalf to find out what's going on, because they wouldn't answer the phone, found that out that basically all the stuff in this entire apartment has to go, and that the reason for that is that, well, this may sound kind of strange, it was dusty, a bit dusty and not in use, and he felt that I didn't live here.
Okay, you're talking about the things like the Tesla coils and the other equipment in your laboratory. It's a little dusty?
Yes. I was away in Scottsdale last year and returned in October. I mean, I do travel.
Sure.
I don't think it's against the law.
No, it's not against the law to not dust, you know.
I mean, that's one of the things. And
are they saying that actually constitutes a fire hazard? Because it's the fire marshal that's doing the inspecting, right?
Yes, well, their main thing is, yeah, the fire marshal, the main thing is that the access ways are narrow and they couldn't get in here. There's a load factor. Well, in fact, I eliminated 2,000 pounds of stuff in 2006. Plus the fact that for some reasons, I guess when they do come around, the manager of the building says, well, John doesn't live here. Because they live in fear. They're from the Czech Republic, and they lived in, I guess, in social realistic environments where they had cops or police or whatever.
So they have a mistrust of authority, and understandably so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, same with me, because I've had this kind of thing run in many, many times before.
John Hutchison on the line, the discoverer of the Hutchison Effect, has a laboratory in his apartment in New Westminster, and essentially what he discovered 20-some years ago is an anti-gravity device. And now, first of all, they used to operate your lab out of a more of a warehouse or a garage type setting, and it was broken into. You suspect that it might have been the government, and they hauled away some of your documents and your equipment. So then you moved into your apartment. And since 2000, they've sort of been after you. Now, you mentioned in 2004, the mayor then of New Westminster actually came to your defense. So you know him? He's a fan? How is it that you were able to win him over?
Well, actually, he's a fan of mine, along with Alderman O'Donnell. And they were here in 2004, and 2005, talking with me on a personal visit and suggesting perhaps using Bridge Studios or something like that as the main operational point. Then everything was quiet for a while. And
so what do you suspect is at work? Is it someone out to get you, John?
Well, I'm getting a lot of strange phone calls. I got one from somebody called Mr. Copperpot.
Mr. Copperpot.
Mr. Copperpot. Now, I got that call the other night. It was, and he said his friends at the CIA and all that were interested in my situation. He's going to come out here and rescue me and this kind of nonsense, which I don't understand it. And, I mean, it's just a Fox Mulder's... I'm living literally a Fox Mulder's lifestyle with literally a situation where it's it seems to indicate a full, extraction.
Have you been ordered to vacate the premises? I mean, are you essentially going to be without a home, without a laboratory shortly? What's going on?
Definitely without a laboratory. And that'll be gone. Already, some people are coming on Friday, friends of mine, actually, to get rid of some of the stuff. I have no counsel, I have no legal, nothing. So that's the problem. So they're coming to buy it. And
you're going to sell the anti-gravity device?
No, parts of it. I have no options.
Well, why can't you simply relocate?
That's a money issue. Now, I'm supposed to have a network TV show?
Yeah.
Well, my producer just wrote in just before I got on your show that what can be shipped down to L.A., and I'm most welcome to stay in his home in Los Angeles.
Is this the show for Fox or Discovery?
For Fox TV.
Okay.
That's the main thing we've been working on for a number of years, and I'm welcome to live at his home and take it from there. So that's the latest news that came flashing in here. I've been talking to many other people that say, well, I need an agent, I need a lawyer, and this kind of thing, because it's just everybody coming out of the woodwork. Well, I don't mind. That's my goal, is get out of this country, that's for sure.
Well, if you're able to salvage some of this equipment, or are you going to be able to reconstruct your lab? I mean, you stumbled onto the Hutchison Effect. You're not even exactly sure how it works. So if you have to sell some of the parts off, are you going to start again and try and rebuild it?
Well, pretty much have to. I mean, this is a network TV show that is extremely important. And Robert was waiting for more heavy funding from Fox, but it's like a crisis situation here, and, you know, it's just, as I said, there's just everybody coming out of the woodwork with crazy ideas.
Well, the anti-gravity device, the Hutchison Effect, that is central to the Fox television show. They want that to be a central part of the show, is that right?
That's right, yes. My producer or friend down in L.A. there, he has two-car storage area, and they can put it in there.
So if there's no anti-gravity device, there's no Fox television show?
I would think so.
Now,
I'm moving to L.A. anyway. I'm getting out of this country. It's just that if you look at those documents, how many times have I been raided since 1978? I have no legal representative. I had at that time in 78, but...
And the mayor that was sort of on side with you back in 2004, is he or she no longer in office?
He's in office. He was emailing me, and it's the same, well, thank you for keeping me in the loop.
But he's not coming to your defense this time.
No.
It sounds rather fishy. Any idea who might be behind this, even speculative?
I don't like getting into conspiracy stuff, but it almost seems like it's on a very high level that it could be a threat to national security. I just don't know. I'm guessing now, you know. I have no proof to prove anything, but it seems... The whole thing seems extremely weird since this place was past inspection before. And since I downloaded a lot of stuff out of here and weight and problems and stuff like that, it just seems like something is going on in the background. I can't put my fingers on it. If the mayor can't even respond on this one, I don't know. It's not a good thing.
So we're going to lose one of our true geniuses, and you're going to head down to L.A. What's the timing of this? When are you moving down there, John?
Well, the letter just came in tonight. And I'm welcome to stay at my producer's home there. And
when do you have to be out of your apartment?
Well, it's the managers here. They kind of want me to stay and rebuild it. What the thing is that everything in here, I guess including personal stuff, goes out as garbage. That's what the law is, really.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a time on the notice? Do you have to be out of there by April, or what's the timing of this?
Well, I don't have to be out, but everything has to be out of here.
By what date?
March 30.
March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So a week and a half away.
Yep.
Oh my. So how are you feeling? Are you at this point? I mean, obviously frustrated and angry.
Well. Depressed, let's say that, and betrayed by a lot of people.
Mm.
So I just want to, as I said, I just want to get out of this country ASAP.
You gonna have any trouble getting any of that across the border?
Not according to the movie people. One of them were here visiting, and it can be taken across the border.
Wow. John, I'm sorry about this situation. Liz, I hope that once you resettle in L.A. that we can reconnect and we can get you back on the show and... find out how you're doing.
Probably doing a lot better than up here. I mean, I've been a victim of whatever has been going on up here for a number of years, as you can probably tell from all that information, newspaper stuff and that. So starting in 1978 on up to 2000 and onwards up to now. But anyway, that's, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Are you confident that you can rebuild the anti-gravity device once you relocate, or are you fearful that it may be lost to you forever?
No, I'm quite confident that enough scientists I know that have my respects and myself could rebuild it.
How long do you think that might take you to get it back up and running?
Probably a year, I think, of engineering. Unless friends have a lot of equipment. But this stuff literally goes as scrap. That's what I'm told.
Well, John, listen, all I can say is we're with you, and our prayers go with you, and we hope for the best, and hopefully once you get settled down in L.A. and you get your device up and running, and hopefully the Fox TV show comes through for you, it'll all be glory days ahead for you.
Well, that's what I hope for, really. Not up here.
No, well, I'm
no,
sorry.
Never up here. Never works up here. I don't know, something about the Canadian government. You know, they just don't want me in here.
Well, John...
I have no criminal records, done nothing wrong. Always in the end, it turns out never done anything wrong. It's right, written in the newspapers.
John, well, thanks for this update.
You're very welcome, kind sir.
Okay, hang in there. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
There you go. That's the end of the line for John Hutchison up here in Canada anyway. Feels he's been the victim of some sort of conspiracy, it sounds like. And he's being chased out. So, the anti-gravity machine will be disassembled, sold off as scrap, and let's hope that he can rebuild it once he relocates down in Los Angeles. Hutchison effect, if you Google that, you'll get to another. There are a number of websites currently that have the video evidence of the Hutchison effect, and there you'll see various objects being levitated, metal essentially being turned into a rubbery substance, metal rods bending like rubber. It's quite remarkable. I encourage you to check that out. John Hutchison, quite a remarkable eccentric, yes, but a remarkable gentleman and a real inventor, as I suspect maybe the reincarnation of Nikola Tesla, chased out of Canada. All right, back with more of the Richard Serrett Show here on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
It is time to rudely engage reality.
Warning, the following contains an explicit offer.